This week on Florida Matters, we're taking you on a road trip of roadside attractions. WSF's Daylena Miller dives into the cool blue spring waters to introduce you to one of the mermaids of Weekiwatchee.
Since 1947, Weekiwatchee Springs has enchanted visitors young and old with an underwater exhibition that brings every little girl's fantasy to reality, the Mermaid Show.
I'm a mermaid at Weekiwatchee Springs.
That's Taylor Kane, a marine biology student at the University of South Florida. Instead of cashiering or waitressing, she's worked as one of the state park's 20 mermaids for the past 3 years. She says it's a child's dream come true.
So I saw the show for the very first time when I was 6 years old, and I just fell in love with it. Ever since then, I told my parents, I'm going to be a mermaid when I grow up.
The 21-year-old performs in several shows a week, including one based on Hans Christian Andersen's version of The Little Mermaid. While she performs underwater in the spring, the audience is submerged in a 450-seat auditorium. John Athanason is with Weekiwatchee Springs State Park. He says the auditorium was built in the 1950s and that it's the only one like it in Florida.
When people come see the mermaids perform, they're not in a tank. They're not in an aquarium. They are in a natural setting. In fact, our guests are the ones that are in a tank.
The mermaids perform a choreographed routine, swimming through the water with fabric fins and no weights to keep them in place. They stay underwater for the whole show, only pausing to take a breath of air from long rubber tubes floating around the spring. A narrator theatrically recites the story of a mermaid falling in love with a human prince, the sea witch who cursed her, and a clash between good and evil.
They dwell a strange and wondrous race of people, half human, half fish.
After the show, mermaids who didn't perform sit in a shaded alcove to visit and take pictures with guests. Hannah and Abby Hirschenreiter are here from Knoxville, Tennessee to visit them.
Okay, ready? Look, Hannah, 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. Is there anything you want to ask her?
How did you get out here?
How did I get out here? Well, we have a potion that we drink and it gives us legs. So I drank a potion when I got out of the water and then I walked up here. But after a while, the potion wears off and then I get my tail out.
Hannah's sister Abby was quick to say how much she enjoyed the show.
I liked it.
What'd you like about the mermaids?
All of it.
Their mother, Jenny Hirschenreiter, says while they came to Florida to visit her parents, visiting the mermaid show was a must.
Growing up, I always wanted to be a mermaid. And I think these little girls, I know they like to put on mermaid shows when they're swimming, so I think it was great. They were so excited to be here.
John Athanason says guests like Hirschenreiter, who visited the springs herself as a child, come back to the nearly 70-year-old attraction to relive fond memories.
This predates Disney, Universal. So back in the late 40s, 50s, and even through the 60s, when visitors came to Florida, they came to places like Weekiwatchee Springs, Silver Springs, Cypress Gardens. So that nostalgia still remains to this day.
Back at the auditorium, mermaid Taylor Kane shares the secret to portraying the mythological sea creature.
24-hour lipsticks. Those were the only thing that stays on in the water. That's it. So, yep, that's the mermaid secret.
When the mermaids aren't at the park, they're visiting local aquariums to swim in the tanks alongside sharks, sea urchins, and fish, and participate in educational programs. That's what inspired Kane to change her college major from nursing to marine science.
Just going to the different aquariums and stuff, you know, interacting with the animals and talking to a lot of the biologists there, I just became really interested, and I love it.
This mermaid wants to study sharks and dispel myths about real sea creatures. For Florida Matters, I'm Daylena Miller.
Coming up at 8:45, the lost attractions of Polk County. Hear more about Florida attractions on Florida Matters Sunday morning at 7:30 and share your memories and pictures on our Facebook page or on Twitter using the hashtag FLAttractions.